The pasuk says in Perech of Dalet, pasuk Aleph, Vavram zokin baba yamin vashem berech savram bakoil. So I want to start with this vart. We'll speak about other vartim, but after we had the meeting last night, so Bachram Taka caused it. They Taka did what I wanted to happen, that it should Taka be a meeting. So Bachram came up to me with different ideas, Taka, that they feel are not spoken about enough. So one of the inyanim we spoke about Simchas Achayim. So Bachram said we do speak about it a lot, but he wants more specific etzes. So I feel this vart in response, this vart is Taka, a vart that's kedai. It's more than a vart, it's a mahalach achayim that I would like to share with the ilam on this inyan to start right away. Bachram feels we should speak more specific about Simchas Achayim. This is a kedai thing to remember. The pasuk says Avram zokim baba yanim, and Hashem's berachas Avram bakoil. So the Ramban says that Hashem blessed Avram bakoil with everything. Zok the Ramban, what's bakoil? So he says there's an inyan omuk boy. There's an inyan that's very deep. The darshu b'zeh soid misaidus ha'tayra. They darshu in the secrets from the secrets of the Torah, from the soidus ha'tayra. Va'omru ki bakoil tirmas al inyan gadol. This midah of bakoil hints at inyan gadol. V'hu sheyesh lakadosh baruch hu midah tikra koil. Hashem is a midah that's called kol, b'pnei shehi yisayid ha'kol. It's the foundation of everything. Uba nemar, and on this it said, the pasuk in Yeshaya, anoichi Hashem oise kol. V'hu shenemar, he quotes another pasuk in Kehelis, b'yisrein eretz ba'kol hu. So he says this, he calls us the eighth midah, and he goes on to describe a little more about this midah. So usually when the Ramban speaks about Saidus, I don't know about the Ilum, but by me, I enjoy learning Rambans. When he speaks about Saidus, so I say maybe one day we'll be older men, we'll be able to, somebody will come and teach the Zveisachnish, I don't know. You put it aside, maybe you hope one day you'll be able to learn it. But here we're Zaycha there of Aaron Cutler, says a pshat in this Ramban, in this Said Gadol, this great, he calls it Said with Saidus HaTorah, that Hashem's midah is this midah of Koil. Fascinating Ramban, this sounds something very tempting to know the Said God. We'd like to be, can we also be let in on the secret of the Ramban? The Said Misaid the Satire of the Ramban. That Hashem's Midas Bakoili. What is this? So normally we'd have to wait years. Here if Aaron says on a certain level, I'm sure if the Said Misaid the Satire, don't think here that after we're done for 5 minutes, now we also are included in the Said Misaid the Satire. But as an entrance way into this side of the Satira, Rav Aaron says a pshat. And Rav Aaron says as follows. He says that the following milus in Ruchnius, he quotes in Evan Shleiman, but Rav Aaron says that the following milus in Ruchnius, there's a mila called histapkus, a great mila in Ruchnius, the person is mistapik b'mut. He makes do with little. It's a great mila in life. And it's certainly a mila that's essential for steiging in Torah. Past the melech toich of alert, it's tishan, is the mila of istapkus. Being a person that suffices with little, the way we like to say, he's not a high maintenance guy. He's not a high maintenance person. For me, when I'm called about a shidduch, I feel that's one of the biggest milas you could say on a bacher. When describing his asmad, you say in Gashmas, he's not a high maintenance guy. You have somebody who's taka master, but he's high maintenance in Gashmis. You're not as batuach on his learning long term. But it's tafkas, somebody who makes do with little. So that's one midah of ruchnis. Zok the Gain in Eben Shleima, higher than, it's hard for me, I didn't look it up. It's hard for me to tell. I would have to look up this Eben Shleima. It could be if Aaron is saying, I'm not sure if he's quoting that part from the Gain. It's unclear exactly what he's quoting from Eben Shleima. But if Aaron says that there's a higher mile than a tafkas, and that's the mile of Sameach B'chelkei. Sameach B'chelkei is higher than Histapkus. Histapkus is the pshat that the person makes do. He knows he's taka missing. He taka realizes he's only eating paspa melech. He's alaritz tishan. But lemaisa is felt. Lemaisa is missing. That's Histapkus. He's fart. He's missing. It's not easy. Sameach B'chelkei the pshat that the person's not even makir that he's missing. He's sameach b'chelko, he enjoys what he has. He appreciates his chelak. He's happy with what he has. It's not a stafkus. To bring it out, the Velt is a famous story, probably everybody here knows, but it brings this out. Just to bring it out, they say a maisef in the Rebbe Reb Zisha. They say that somebody, I forgot which Rebbe it was they went to. Anybody here knows how it's said over? Some Hasidim went and they said, we want to work. We want to work at ourselves. How can it be? The Gemara in Bracha says, Kishem Shem Mevarachin Al Toiv Kach Mevarachin Al Ara. So they want to know, how can somebody thank Hashem for bad things? He can't design a Zaba Madrega. You thank Hashem for bad things, it can't design. So he said, go to Reb Zusha and he'll tell you the answer. He said, Reb Zusha is a tremendous Baal Yisurim. Tremendous Ani Ve'evgene B'choyse Kol Adnomani. Tremendous Yisurim in life. So they said, go to him, and he'll tell you, he'll teach you he'll teach it to you. So they go to this Reb Zusha, they go to Taka, to Reb Zusha, and he says, when they said, the Rebbe sent us to you, you'll tell us, Taka, how would Taka Mevarach al Ra? He says, the strangest thing I ever heard. I never experienced Ra to tell you how to be Mevarach on Ra. So they understood. That's mamish this word. Not a stopkus, but sameach b'chelkai. It's not a stopkus. It's not a I'll make do, the Seder, Mevarach on Ra. It's not the pshat. Sameach b'chelkai. This higher midah that he's happy with his chelak. Zoktiv Aaron Be'emes is tremendous madrega of Samech B'chalkai. There's a higher darga yet. There's even higher darga Zoktiv Aaron of Samech B'chalkai. That's the darga of Bakoil. That's this Ramban, the Said Messiah Satyr. This Midah Bakoish Baruch of Bakoil of Koil. The secret of this Midah, he says, is Samech B'chalkai is the Pshat. I'm happy with what I have, but I do realize Chalkai, it's my Chalak. I do notice what my chelik is. I do notice, I see my portion, I'm happy with my portion. Very excited about my lot. But I first see it as my lot, I notice Yenna's lot's a little bigger. Sameach b'chelkai. With what's my chelik, I'm happy with. Rav Aaron says, madrega that's so deep, sameach b'chelkai. Such a deep, deep madrega of sameach b'chelkai. That the person, Pasha, doesn't even mock you as my chelik. He has such a tiva simcha in the matanas of Hashem. A deep, deep simcha in the presence of Hashem. In all the matanas Hashem gives him, he views it bakoil of everything. I can't be mishaya that a person can have more. It's such an appreciation of the matanas Hashem that it's koil. He has everything. It's not sameach b'chelkai, I have a chelak. Could there be, it's not shayach to think there could be more. The Rebbein says that's the secret of Bakoil. Hashem berachs Avram Bakoil. It means Hashem gave Avram this bracha of Bakoil. Because of Avram Avinu steiging, on working and appreciating Chesed Hashem, Hashem was mezaka, such a dagger comes from Matanas Hashem. Avram steiged in first the stafkus, first making do with what he had, not looking, not being lot after Gashmias. Making do with what I have, Seder, I'll manage. Maybe in breakfast I eat downstairs. I don't have to run to the bagel store. I'll manage a stopkus. I'll make two. Maybe I'll eat supper in yeshiva. I don't have to go to my dorm. I can get back to Seder quicker. Stopkus. He makes two. Seder, it's good. Maybe if he's a married person, he won't be so into it. He has to eat here, eat there, run there. He appreciates a stopkus. It's a good meat, a stopkus. He starts there. The next darga after a stopkus, is Sameach B'chelkai. More than a stopkus, he starts thinking to himself. Besides, after he works in a stopkus, he starts thinking to himself, I'm such a glick I have. The food in yeshiva is gewaldig. Instead of having this meat of thinking there's geschmack out there and I'm making do with what I have, it's gewaldig, it's better what I have, it's good what I have. I appreciate what I have. Sameach B'chelkai. He doesn't even feel he's missing. It's not he's eating here instead of the bagel, but my this bagel from the eggs down here. He's Sameach B'chelkai, he appreciates what he has. He's happy with what he has. He works in just such a Chesed Hashem. I walk from the yeshiva, I go downstairs for free. Unbelievable, you walk downstairs, you just take food right off. My parents paid tuition, I didn't pay tuition. Stop, I walk downstairs, I tell her, you walk downstairs, there were yeshiva, but we take this for granted. When it says people learned in yeshivas 500 years ago, they learned in yeshivas, they sat by a rav for food, they had a thing, they figured something out, I'm old, maybe about less than 10 would invite them over. No, we shouldn't take it for granted, it doesn't come to us, Sameach B'chelkai, it's unbelievable. It's like a shtickle mafis, it's a mafis. Go downstairs, a mafis. You go downstairs and the whole lunch, somebody works, works very hard, Chaim Zev works hard, and all of a sudden, boom, there's a big lunch out there, Safra, it's a fella, it's a maifis. Samech b'chelka, he works on that. After he comes to that darka, Zab Mevaren, based on this Ramban, Hashem gave Avram the matan of koil. It came to a darka that was no longer just my chelik. There was no longer Samech b'chelka, Hashem bears Avram b'koil. He comes to a b'chimah that he has everything. Is einay chaser klal? That's the mid of kol. Sheyesh leikol ve'ein shum makim l'ratzen. He says the Ravan says on a dark of samech bechelkay. It's possible to have the tzaynus for more. He's I'm saying there are other chalakim on a yesh leikol. It's impossible. He has no ratzen for more. Ravan doesn't sush this, but it says Avram is when he was nifter. There's a lashon of sipporni that he say vei and gashmius. He was satisfied in Gashmias. He had not a mamash alosh and a sipur. In this expression, he had not a rotzen for any more. He was seiveya in Gashmias. He didn't have any rotzen for more. It's a rizig gedarga. There is no rotzen. There's no makam yesh Hashem berchs Avram b'koil. There's no room for a rotzen for more. It's not shayach. I want more. It's not shayach. That's this awesome darga. Hashem berchs Avram b'koil. Rav Aaron goes on to say that this darga, these midas, of a statkus of samech b'chelkai, and ultimately, should the person be zoiche to steigen samech b'chelkai, to get this matanus Hashem of akoil, that it's not even shayach or rotzen for more, he says this is the secret to the mid of ayin toiv. He says, ayin toiv yivarech. A life's goal is to be an ayin toiv, is to be a person with tamidah shem Avram Avinu. What's Avram's mid? The ayin toiv. He quotes the Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah in Avos is Kol Mishi Yesh L'Shloish Dvar Malalu Mitalmidu Shem Avram Avinu. Whoever has these three things is a Talmud Avram Avinu. Shloish Dvar Machirim and three other things is Mitalmidu Shem Vilma Rasha. Ayin Toiv Ruach Nemoicha V'Nevesh Shvela. These three midas is a Talmud Avram Avinu. So the Rambam on the spot says, what's Ayin Toiv? On the spot where it says Ayin Toiv, Zuck the Rambam. Ayin toiv, she'inyan ayin toiv with stapkus. Ayin toiv is from stapkus. Shaykhus. You make do with what you have, which is the askala to the mid of samech b'chelkai. Now why is ayin toiv, what shaykhus to stapkus? We're talking about ayin toiv looking good on to others, allow being happy when the yen has a simcha, being happy about yen's acquisitions. What shaykhus to the mid of ayin toiv? Is this a stapkus, being happy with what I have? He quotes also Rashi on the spot also, and when it says Ayin Toiv, Rashi says She'ein Leikin Al Chaveiroi. Rashi says the same thing, he's not jealous about his friend. V'chal V'ol of Kvoid Chaveiroi, Mi Chaveiroi, that's Ayin Toiv, it's Pshuta, not jealous. That's Posh of Pshat in Ayin Toiv. So where does the Rambam come? That's simple Pshat, Ayin Toiv. I have a good eye to my friend. As opposed to an Ayin Sar B'Chaveiroi, a person feels bad when his friend has success, and Ayin Toiv, he appreciates, he's hoping for his friend's success. What shaykh is the mid of Estaphus? And the aside is that the mid of Ayin Toiv, Avram Avinu Hashem Berchs Avram Bakoil, is the one who has the mid of Ayin Toiv, is Mitamil Lish Avram. Because the Pshar is one who's Maki B'Chesed Hashem, who's happy with what he has, so it's Kevaldik that everybody has good. It's the one who feels insecure with what he has. He's not appreciative of what he has. He always feels chasim what he has. That person is akin on his friend. I'm going to tzushta, I'll read to Kimat Lehedya in the Chayv Salvavas. If Aaron doesn't tzushta this, I want to read the Chayv Salvavas, who Kimat says this Lehedya. That the mid of Ayin Toiv is another matana that comes along with this mid of Sameach Bechelkai, the Stapkus and Sameach Bechelkai. If the person learns to be happy with what he has, that he's satisfied with what he has, that person is Zoychet to Ayin Toiv. That person Zoychet to Ayin Toiv that he begins others. He's happy in Yenis Simcha. Because he doesn't feel chasser himself. And the person who himself always feels chasser has a hard time accepting that Yen has. Pashup Shat, the Gemara Baba Kam, the Gemara says, whoever is Mispal Vad Chaveri, Vutzarech Loisei Dov Hunena Tchila. If you're daven for your friend and you need Loisei Dov the same thing, so you're answered first. What's the Pshat? Because the natural thing is, when I'm chas of something, so I can't forgive, you need to have it. This word. When I'm missing, this if Aaron doesn't sush, I heard this once from my Kestenam years ago, he told me this word. And my Shadan years ago told me this word on Pashav Shadan, where Baba Kama? Could be when we're learning Baba Kama together. The first day I was married, we learned Baba Kama together. Could be that's when he told me the word. That who tzarech lo yisei davar, he said pshat, pashu pshat. What's the gvaldige schus that you get answered? Because he said it's so hard when you need that thing, you feel chaser, so it's hard to forgive that Yenna should have it. The natural things to be ayin sar, so he said if you can have an ayin toiva, if you can come to such a darga, despite that natural, but we see the natural, if you can come and daven for him anyway, and you can overlook the fact that you're chaser that thing. So he said, then you'll talk to Bizarre, Hashem will give you that thing. But the zchus comes because the natural instinct, this word, the natural instinct of a person, if he's chaser, then it's hard for him to wish on his friend that he has it. But if the person works on himself for his stapkus, for some echelkoi, he can come to the next dag of an ayin toiv, of then wanting his friends to have it, to be happy his friend had. To read the Chayvus Halvavus, the Chayvus Halvavus says as follows. I'll actually, along the way, I'll point out the Chayvus Halvavus. What I would like to do now, so now we're just tempting them. It's a tempting thing, this midah of estapkus, which leads to Sameach B'chelka, this midah of making do, appreciating what I have, this midah. So let's a little bit talk about how a person acquires it. And in setting out always to work on acquiring something, it's always kedai, the Chayvus Halvavus in his Sefer uses a lot. If he knows why people generally don't have it, knowing is half the battle. If he knows what the siva is, if he knows what the causes that keep people away from the midah of estapkus, sameach b'chelkai, of appreciating the matnas Hashem, if he knows what causes him not to have, that's half the battle. I'm all just knowing where I mess up, where I make mistakes, and being misbinding on that can help him. If he doesn't know the enemy, if he doesn't know what he's fighting, he can't win. So the Chayvus Halvavus is the beginning of Shaar B'chinah, the beginning where the Olam learns right away. People have started it many times, but in Shaar B'chinah he gives three things that cause people not to be sameach b'chelkai, not to appreciate the matanos of Hashem, not to walk around happy appreciating matanos Hashem. And he said the first thing that keeps them away is they're always thinking about they don't have. Their libam is lot achre chukaisa ma'aza. Their heart always thinks what they don't have. He says when they attain a certain darga, they're not mistopic at it. They're shayif miyad la'agiyad madrega shalomala imenu. And they're immediately mishtadil to reach the next darga. And therefore he says it's small in their eyes, the toivus that they already have. Because of the focus on getting more, it becomes small on that which they already have. But then he adds a line. This is the line I want to show you, that when a person's not happy with what he has, then he doesn't forgin yenim. This is the line I want to show you. He says as follows. He says that the person who doesn't look at what he has, but he looks at more things to get, that person, he says, is mistakel al kol tayvish yesh lacherim. He looks at all tayvish that others have, kilu nishlal amehem, as if it's missing from him. The person who's not mistabik in what he has, who doesn't think about his good things, looks at all chesed that's given to others, that's missing from me. I deserve it, I need it, I want it. The hepach is, the person who's misbayin on what he does has, and what he does have, does not look at his friend's things and say, it's missing from me. I'm happy with what I have. So the first thing, Mamashul was speaking, the first midah that causes the person not to be happy with what he has, is he always thinking if something would change, the if. If only I had this, if only I had that nice suit, then I'll be happy. He buys the suit, he moves on to the next day, if only this. The person who has a toothache says to himself, if only Hashem would make my tooth better, I'll be so happy. Hashem, tomorrow, the next day's tooth better, trust me, he's not saying, Baruch Hashem, I'm ready, I'm learning Yom HaLayla. I'm going to serve you in Baruch Hashem. Not what he does. He thinks about if only the next, if only. The guy, the earache, if this goes away, the guy's a canker sore. If this Baruch Hashem goes away, my dad, I'm davening mumbly today because my canker sore. If you would take this away tomorrow, the if. And the aside slip we do have, not to focus on the chesrinus, not the focus on if I would only, To look at what matanas we do have, the first yisayid is to try, and a practical eitz along this way, Avigdor Miller used to say this eitz all the time. I heard it from a few times, I heard it live from it, I heard it on tapes. A practical eitzah, to work on being a person, sameach b'chelkai, ultimately to get towards the midah of bakoil, that they can't be rotten from what, we just have everything. The person who wants to work on that, which leads to so many dargis and ruchnias, to ayin toiv, to being a person who's so happy for others, a simple eitzah is when we bow maidim, we thank Hashem. Now the problem is, maidim, I was so appreciative of Hashem. It's very vague. Every single Shemoneh Esrei picks something specific. Before you say maidim, stop for a second and pick something specific. And bow. Be full of hakaras hatov, something specific. Preferably every single Shemoneh Esrei something else. If you want a chazer things, the person can decide for himself. There are enough things you can go every maidim, one's whole life, easily, with a different thing. If he just thinks, remember, each finger, to have four fingers, not five, try to catch a football, Rabbi said, with four fingers, Rahman Litzlan. But that's much easier, the thumb helps a lot. Each finger, a person can think about it. Different parts of the body, with one leg, it would be awfully hard to run with one leg. The inner ear balance, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. I was running this past summer, I was running with we were in Cleveland, I told my kids we'd have a race. There was this huge hill, and then there was a long flat ground. There was a huge hill down and a flat ground. So I gave my kids a 60-foot lead, and I said, you run straight. They just went on the flat ground, way ahead. And I said, you have to get to the fence, and I'll race you from up there. And I started running down the hill. And I said, okay, well, my wife called the market. So I go, I ran down the hill. And because you're running downhill, I guess you're bound. The next second I knew, I flipped over like 3-4 times. It's amazing. I went flying. People were watching. They were cheering, Pasha. It was a stunt. I went flying. I can't even understand what happened. I don't know. I guess don't run fast downhill. But I was younger to. But I was younger to then. It's an interesting thing. I was younger to then. I've spoken about it in the past here, but it amazes me. And that was just another. It's unbelievable. Matan of Hashem, a balance. Vertigo is a machlu. If something's wrong in the inner ear, people lose balance. It's a pelvis running straight. You know the deep mathematical calculations. We're like a pencil, Rabbi say. We're skinny and tall. We're like a pencil. We're skinny and tall. Try to stand up a pencil, Rabbi say. Plops down. We're not so different. Our feet are not, for a person this tall, for 180 pounds. To have feet that wide and to keep balance when you're running is a nice gully. We're making cheshbainis, the mathematical cheshbainis, to balance a little too much of the weight this way. Boom, you fall down. The mathematical, a person running doesn't fall is a nice gully. The body makes you don't realize you're a massive mathematician. You have to figure out how to hold the weight the right way that you don't topple over. When you run down here, you're not that much of a genius. Then the body doesn't get so smart. But it's a pellet, the amazing nace of the body, that when you run, you know, those that like sports, that's on my mind always. When I run though, it's a pellet that you don't fall. It's absolutely amazing. At some point, I'm running, I'm concentrating on the game, I'm getting the point. You're not thinking about let me make sure my balance, you just don't fall. The body, the arm machlis. Yeah. The kids here is to appreciate the matnas Hashem. And for Maidim, thank Hashem, we run, we don't topple over. Picture, every time I'd run straight, I'd have such a fall. Shay Sheeran crush is not so easy. You'd have to be falling over and over. You wouldn't be able to stand straight. You wouldn't be able to play ball. That's it. Tremendous, tremendous matnas Hashem that he gives us. Focus on them. When you say maidim, think about them. And let's take our minds off the next acquisition. That's a very Western method. The next acquisition. That next car, that's going to be enjoy. When he walks by the car store, he sees that car. After he has the car, then it's vaiter him. So it doesn't bring joy. The next acquisition. Let us, when we say maidim, focus on that which we do have. The second Sibi says that causes a person not to appreciate the matnas Hashem. He says we come into the world when we're little children. And the tev is when we're little kids, so we don't have a mind yet to appreciate matnas Hashem. We don't have such a strong mind. So he says a fascinating line. When we become older, when we finally start developing our mind, we're sitting here, we're 18, 19, 17, 18, 19, 25, 30, 35. We're sitting here and we're thinking, and we're now starting to think. What happens is, the things we have already, we got when we were little. So we view them. I always love this line. I've said all this line many times in Shmuzim. We view all the things, the matanas, as if they're chelek bilti nifrad me'etzem ahusam. That's part of me. I don't thank Hashem, that's me. It's not something that I got from Hashem. That's me. Now me, the question is what I'll get. As if you give somebody $1 million, says me, and me just got $1 million. Oh, thank you. But if me is $1 million, so I don't think that's me. The question is now me. I'm waiting to get something. That's me though. It's a chelak bilti nifrad me'etzem ahusam. All taivas, that's me. That I don't have to thank for. As if, could it be that a person, there are people created without arms, Rahman al-Utslan? That is to tell a person it's not me. It's not a chelak bilti nifrad me'etzem ahusam. It's possible, it's a matanas Hashem, a tool Hashem gave us to use. He gave me my ruach, my neshama, who gave me different tools, arms, legs. It could have been every stage of trouble. My son was building blocks. And he put on the blocks, he was building blocks. This happened about 2 years, and it's a while ago, and I noticed this. He was building Lego, and it was like sudden. He was building all of a sudden with a pattern. When he would put on one side, he would put on the other side. And it had a pattern to the building. So I called my wife. It was amazing. He was always building, putting things down. But then he started realizing to make a pattern. It was a level of chokhmah. That each side... So I told my wife, in every stage of growth, there's some kid out there who doesn't learn this next stage. It's not automatic. This is just the person. The brain is so complex. There are people who stop right before that level. Who could learn everything, they just never learn patterns. And every single level of growth. It's not a chelek bilti nifrad me'etzem ahusam. It's not something automatic. It's something to make toy for. He says the following mashal. He says you have a little child who a kind man finds him in the desert. He's a homeless child. He's in a shelter for homeless kids. And a kind man has pity on him and takes him into his house and raises him and gives him to eat and drink. And he gives him all the favors in the world until the tinuk grows up and gets smart. Then the ish chesed, this kind man raises him from youth. The kind man goes and he does a lot of acts of kindness. He hears about a guy who's in jail. This kind man is about a different fella who's in jail. He's a 30-year-old man in jail. And this man's been tortured and they mitzayir him. And he goes through a lot of effort. And he speaks to the captors, the one who are holding this guy prisoner, and he has him freed, and he brings him into his house, and he does a little bit of chesed, not as much as he does with the child. He only does him a little chesed. Zaktachai v'savavis, who's makir toiv more? So he said the little child who was raised his whole life, he's not makir toiv as much, because when he was raised, again, he was a little child. So he feels it comes to me, I'm used to this. Yeah, I always get this. Yeah. What do you tell me amazing things? This happens all the time. Mashenkin, the person who was older and his seichel's more clear when the matana started coming, appreciated it much more. He's makir the chesed much more. He understands the depth of you, a total stranger. Do this for what? I don't earn this. He understands the depth of the favor. And Mashenkin, the one who's used to it, doesn't. He quotes a pasuk in Hoshaya, which says, "V'anoichi targalti l'Ephraim." I got Ephraim used to chesedim. Kochem as roisach. When he's young, I took him on my legs. I took care of him from youth. V'layadu ki rufasayim. Mimeli doesn't know that I heal him and I cure him and I'm the source of his success, because he's used to it from youth. He doesn't know that it's me who gives it. So for us to have eyesight, knowing again is half the battle. For us to track that things we've had for all these years that we're so used to, we look at all different mindless that we're so used to, that we have a good head. To appreciate, to just get used to, yeah, I have a good head. To be makatai when we say maidim, to think about the things we're used to, not just the chidushim. To think about parents. By America, in American values, always Yenna's parents are so cool. His siblings are cool. He has the coolest parents. Our parents are the coolest. Just because we're used to them, to appreciate them. To appreciate that which we have. Not to be dumb because we grew up with it, so it's taken for granted. Our parents are the coolest. That's the Western mentality always is the next acquisition, what's bayenim. We have to work on the Torah de Kashkafa. It says by the The Taimiyam and Hagen brings, it says, Dabu is Kaveya, Meya Brachas B'chol Yom. 100 Brachas every day. So, why was he Kaveya? What happened? It was in response to a plague that came. The Taimiyam and Hagen says the reason for the plague. That's already Chazal. Taimiyam and Hagen, I don't think that this is open in Chazal. The reason for the plague is people weren't being makir, the Toivus of Hashem. So he's Misakin Meya Brachas to appreciate the Toivus of Hashem. I was speaking to a bacher this week. People are always looking for immense aliyah. They're looking for plans for aliyah. To me, it's such a soid gadol, an immense aliyah. It's a pasuk. It says, Ma Hashem shol mimchakim liyoreischa. What does Hashem want except the yefirim? And Ma is meya brachas. He's making brachas of being makir toif Hashem. It's such a soid gadol. People are looking. They run to Uman. Good zachen. They run here. They're looking for spiritualities. They run. They come. They go. There's something we do every day. It's rizig ruchnis. Lies in Ma Hashem Shomchal. All Hashem wants, Ma, Meya Brachas. Is all Hashem wants is to have a Shaychas to him, to appreciate, to make a Toiv to him. And to be Brachas Yidden, to be Yidden Taku, do what Yidden are supposed to be. We're called Yehudim, the Svasem, it says our name, our Etzem, is we're Hoydel, Dover Godel, Dover Katan, because we always thank Hashem. That's our Etzem. That's from our Av, Avram Avinu, who was Makir and his Boyer and worked for years to appreciate all the Chazdei Hashem. And that's our Avodah. The third CB says that causes people not to be makir in Hashem's Tovus. So again, let's just get clear the first two. The one we just went over is that we're used to them. We get them from a youth. We get them from at a time when we're very much don't have the brains to appreciate it. So by the time we get older, the line to remember is we feel it's a chelek bilti nifrad, a chelek, a portion bilti nifrad that's not separate me'etzem ahusam from our ma'os. That's the second reason. The first reason is a concentration on what we don't have. We have a muddle thing to think what we don't have. It's voidness, always conscious what we don't have, which causes not to look what we do have. So instead we have to take away our focus. Stop focusing so much what we don't have, start focusing what we do have. We gave an eight of maidim specific things. The third cause of not is perhaps the most understandable. The third cause which causes people not to be makir in Tovus of Hashem, not to be samech b'chelkei, not to realize all the good they have, is the bad happenings that happen to them, Rachmana Litzlan. Is when bad things happen to them. That throws them for a loop. Then I can't understand everything. And the bad thing, the real bad thing, it's different. We're not talking about one where the person just can't share things he doesn't have. When a person taka has things that are, in our view, are bad, in our view, the M is bad, so it causes him, I can't look at Tovus Hashem, I can't, I'm too much of trouble, I have this and this happened to me. So he says, the Chovus Havava says on that, he has to know, and the answer to this is to know this, that there's one of three reasons, he says, he gives three reasons why Hashem sends bad things. And all three reasons are vital for his good. He says one reason is to punish them so they don't get Einish Noil Mazba. So it's good for him. Hashem, he didn't have Eira. He needs to be cleansed. So Hashem wants, in his awesome love of the person, that he shouldn't get Olam, he shouldn't get Ganim. So Hashem gives him something in this world to be Mamrakim. Or to test him, so he gets more Eschar in Olam Abba. Hashem wants to give him Matonis. So he gives him the Siyanis. It's simply in a Siyan. As a Chesed Hashem, he should get more Olam Abba. Or Amol is a third possibility, is they're good for Olam Hazeh. Amol, a guy curses his mazel that he has, and it's good for him in Olam Hazeh. Amol, Rabbi Sagrai, grows up in a home that distresses. Do you know sometimes those are the best fathers in the world? It's pashut by me. Amol, Nisyoin, is the help in Olam Hazeh, not just in Olam Hazeh, many times. Amol in Olam Hazeh, the person emerges with more happiness, with much more, with just a stronger person. Amol is good for Olam Hazeh. I'll give a dogma of somebody that I know firsthand the story. There was a mishpach that had serious shalom bayis problems, very serious. And the husband, it was ad kedei kach, it was atat, bad things to happen. And the husband's back went out for a whole summer. Tremendous back. And see, imagine what's cursing, imagine cursing his mazel, being upset. His back went out. Terrible back injury. It was pashut to anybody watching. It saved the whole marriage. His back went out. So mainly, all of a sudden, he was very reliant on mishpacha. And mainly, it saved everything. He had no choice. So Amol, this is just one dogma. Amol, it's good in Olam Hazeh. So the person has to know in the Sionist on challenges that first of all, I should have said that first. He says it first, Chayim Savavus. First of all, it could be, wait a little bit. It could be good for you, Baal Mazeh. Many challenges that a person has to overcome. There's two patterns. Somebody grows emotional in a stressful home. There's one possibility the person himself mirrors what he saw. Rahman al-Tzlan, he also has a stressful home. If he saw parents act in a certain way. There's another type who goes the exact opposite, the exact hepach. He sees Pashan and learns and understands better that people who are so much deeper, so much more profound, they're stronger, bigger people. So first of all, it's good for your Olam Hazeh, Pashat. You'll have a happier Olam Hazeh because of your struggles. You'll be a stronger Olam Hazeh, a better equipped person to accomplish Olam Hazeh. That's one. Two is that it could be that the person is getting it. Hashem's giving him a challenge. Hashem's dying. Hashem's wants is such a rotzen to give a schar. So he wants just to overcome this Nisayon. So we'll get more schar. And three is maybe it is Averis that he needs Yisurim, and better it's this than worse. Better it's this is about, but all three are b'chesed Hashem. So not, the third thing is not to be focused on those ma'uras, to try to not think about those ma'uras, and instead to think those ma'uras are chesed Hashem. And instead to focus on the tovus Hashem does give, not to let those ma'uras block out the person's mind. We say in Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, when every Rabbi Peres says over, it's a hard kapitel to read. We say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos Tov La'Ovis L'Hashem U'Lizam L'Shem Chelya L'Hagav Reich L'Astech M'Ras Kabalelos Ali Os V'Ali Nova L'Ego. We're speaking all about being Maket Tov Hashem, dancing and singing music Ali Goyim B'Chinar, to sing along with musical covenant, just to speak about the Chesed Hashem. And in the middle of all this paragraph in the Chesed Hashem, we say Yishbar Le'Yedach Sili Avin Esoyis B'Freich Hashem. We speak about that people can't understand why Yisrael is successful. Hey, where'd that come in? I'm talking about appreciating Chesed Hashem. The Teretz Rabbi Peres explained is that people get distracted. David HaMelech is saying we're supposed to be Makir Toif Hashem, but the problem is in the middle of being Makir Toif Hashem, we get distracted. Something else comes our way and it throws us off. He says one of the things that throws us off is we see Yisrael prospering. Is we see that it looks to us nice guys finish last. It looks to us, tzaddikim, not being, Risham, we see doing great. So David HaMelech quickly says, Risham de Madiyad. You have to know that's Risham de Madiyad. They have to destroy them forever. Any success they have is just for their detriment. It's just, they don't get, in case maybe they did one good act, L'maisa, Yerbani Shal pays back schar for every maisa. So he's giving them schar by L'mazeh perhaps to pay them back for something. Or perhaps so their downfall will be much greater. Perhaps so their downfall will be ever the greater. Build them up, and boom, the downfall is ever the greater. I picture, it's unclear yet, and they're reporting now that the Sinai in Eretz Yisrael was Nifter. They're reporting now that the head of the Arabs, the Palestinians, was Nifter. That was Nifter. He died. They're reporting now. Just picture the first minute of Arafat coming to the Olam HaEmes. Picture the first minute. It's Lo Yom, it's nowhere to think about. No, you're in the rest of his first minute. When Mustami knew the truth here, he didn't know the truth, but that first minute, then for Nitzchias that way, but that first minute, Oyim and Noira. So Noira Dig, right now, Arafat's sitting there, he knows the truth. Shem Yerach, not Hashem Yerach, none of Rachmas. It's Noira Dig to Tracht about. It's Noira Dig, that's happening right, L'Sham Neim Adayad. Forever and ever, it's a chapella to think about right now, this moment. Hopefully the rumors, they don't know for sure. Hopefully the rumors are true. Kain Risham Agadeya, Bez Hashem. So Zayi Perek explained, that's what David HaMelech is doing. He's saying, don't get distracted. All the other things, their answers, L'Sham Agadeya, go back. Then David HaMelech returns once again, tracht about the Chesed Hashem. Go back, Ms. Mashiach Liyad Mashabbos Tavos Hashem. Don't let those distractions, those thoughts, which in the middle of Ms. Mashiach Liyad Mashabbos, we're traveling, Hashem, thank you so much. All of a sudden a thought pops in, yeah, but this and this happened to me. No, there's a reason, there's a fanfare, there's an answer. Go back, Ms. Mashiach Liyad Mashabbos Tavos Hashem. Go back to thanking Hashem. Go back to thinking about the Mazal Hashem. Quickly push aside those thoughts that fly in your head always, whenever being the Shabbat Hashem. L'sham Neim Adiyad! Now back to what we're supposed to be doing. So we have to learn not to let those distractions that happen in our lives throw us off. Our job is to be Yehudim, Jews. Yidnu Amoydet Hashem Al Dabar Gadol Al Rakatan. To thank Hashem Yom V'Layla for good things. If we have momentary distractions throughout our life, answer them up quickly and go back to Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Tevleilus L'Hashem. L'Shom Ne'Mayad! Back to what I'm supposed to be doing, Yehudi. Don't spend long times, don't spend our lives. People want to spend their lives working out their issues. They want to spend their lives focusing on their problems. L'Shom Ne'Mayad! Three words. Now back to what we're supposed to be doing. We're Yehudim. We're people who thank Hashem Adavar God of Adavar Katan. Answer it up, push it aside, L'Shom Ne'Mayad, and go back to what we're supposed to be doing. To be Ma'idit Hashem, to thank Hashem. He says then a startling thing in the Chayv Salavas. He says to somebody who works, Abim Shaveach Hashem, he says an amazing thing. He says as follows, he speaks about that we should work on this, and he says that some, people then will give great praise, Shevach Godel, and great thanks to Hashem, to the one who does all this chesed. Listen to this. Umasigin al yedei ze tainug v'anom me'atoyvus b'el mazeh v'schar toyv b'el maba. If we need more motivation to be people of Sameach B'chelkai, you have more schar b'el mazeh. This is the secret to schar b'el mazeh besides b'el maba. Umasigin al yedei ze, the person who learns to be Sameach B'chelkai, to just be focused on the chesed Hashem and the toyvus, is masig al yedei ze anom b'el mazeh. And not just Mekanu, Avigdor Miller, when we hear him speak, and not just Mekanu Zayl Mava. It's a kin on Zayl Mazeh. He appreciated Masigin Ay Dezeh. We need this motivation. We're Masig Ay Dezeh, Tainu Vano Noil Mazeh, and Schay Noil Mava. So we have Rabbi Yisai, this midah of a stopkus, which leads to being satisfied with what we have, which leads to Sameach B'chelkai. We have the motivations, what it causes the person. It causes them schar noilam hazeh noilam haba. It causes them to reach that great darg of ayin toiva, to be a person who just wishes good on everybody around him. And it keeps him away from that horrible midah of tsar ayin, who's always so upset by Yenna's success, so angry, Yenna steigen, Yenna has this. It's this horrible life of being a tsar ayin, this lonely life of a tsar ayin, this depressing life of a tsar ayin. It caused him to be an ayin toiva yavarach, the ultimate person who's benched, to avenge the person. By being mechazik on focusing what we do have, by saying ma'idim and thinking about all the things we do have, all the chesed Hashem, every one a day, one a shman esrei, by thinking about all the chesed Hashem bestows upon us. That's the yisayid. That's to speak about this inyan of simcha. To end very quickly, just mamish b'kitzur nimrutz. Just b'kitzur nimrutz. To say two quick dvaratayim in the parasha, very b'kitzur. One dvaratayim in the parasha I want to share with them. It says Avram came lispay b'sarav l'vkaisa, to cry to Sarah and to say hesped and cry for her. It's always interesting to think about what's the midah of gedolim. What's the b'chin of somebody's nadum gadol? There are different things. Rav Tali Trump once said in Radin, I heard this Rav Chaim Schneider said, he said this over there. Rav Tali Trump said in Radin, somebody was nifter, and the Bachram held Shmi Biggest Beidim in the yeshiva, and the yeshiva held, Rav Tali Trump was the Rosh Yeshiva, held that he wasn't an Adam Gadol. So it was the Kuach, like, what does it mean an Adam Gadol? So when Rav Tali was Masbit to the Bachram, there are no stiras, there are no contradictions. In Adam Gadol is the Pshat, that there's no stiras. He says that we all have certain theories. We know certain things, but in our lives, we don't always live up to what we know. We speak about certain ideals. We don't live up to what we know. He said, the Adam Gadol, the Adam Hashalim has no theories. What he knows, what he keeps, is one and the same. And he says, the less theories you find, he said on the Chavetz Chaim, Rav Tali Trump said then, I don't remember the number of years. He said, I know the Chavetz Chaim for X number of years. It's a big avla, I say. I'm a Musar. You watch me, there's one Musar you can learn from me. And you watch him crow and you learn, and you watch him burst and you learn what it means that you should write everything down, Rabbi Say. It's a reason good Musar. Bemis. He started trying. Belina Adam, I get a chizik. It's a big Musar. When you hear me bumble through these stories and not remember what through the very Torah the same way, it's a reason good Musar to write. To write things down, you have things that you heard. So I don't remember the number of years. You see, it's not a diktuk in the story. Shtikel Chasser in the Namanis, but the rest of the story I do remember. But he said that I know the Rav Tali Trump for X number of years, and he said I know the Chavetz Chaim, and he said I never saw one stira, which is taka, a peldig thing to say. He said in all these years I never saw one stira from the Chavetz Chaim. I took away from the story because you're not sure if it's 1 year, if it's 20 years, who I laughed in the story, but he said, in all these years, I never saw one steer in the Chavetz Chaim. So, another way I think of wording the same thing of an Adam Gadol, and this is the difference between small people and great people, a smaller person from far looks amazing. Somebody told me, a lady told me, Mishpacha, it's called the Mishpacha, said that she met Clinton. She was describing the aura. Not a front person was telling this. She described what it means being in a room with him. It's electric. She described what it means that the whole room is like, he's a personality, and it's like, it's mamish, Adam Katan, a small, tiny person, the more you know him, they're so small. From far, wow, there's something amazing, and the more you know the person, the less you see. Don't get too close. You see a lot of things. You see a person, a multi-wealthy guy in shul, he can't keep his mouth shut. You get close to the person. When you see his empire, everything, it's vast. You get close, small. On Adam Gadol, they may not have big money. The more you see them, the more you're in awe. The more we'd have shaykhs and al-yashiv, the more we would gasp. The less, the little, we know a little, we're amazed. The more we would know, the more amazed we'd be. That's the siman of an Adam Gadol. I don't think it's a separate thing that no steer is. It's the pshat in every aspect of their private life. Every aspect is godless all over. It's the more you see the person. That's pshat over here. Avram's l'spoyed l'sara, and it doesn't say he cried and he said aspid. He first said aspid, the more you knew, the more you cried. L'spoyed l'sara v'l'kaisa. She was such a person, the more that was found, the more you cried. The more details of her life, the more you cried. It wasn't the crying, I didn't know so much. When you hear, it was l'spoyed l'sara v'l'kaisa. The more hespid, the more you heard on her, the more details of the life, the more gasping there was, the more crying there was, the more amazing it was. That's the midah of an Adam Gadol. That's the midah of a person being in private, the same as in public. That's the midah of somebody tak without steers. Who tak is a person that's through and through. That's one quick word. And to end Pashut with a... Just to end, I said it last night, not to be about to say, just to repeat very bekitzer, this nekud of somebody being on a mission in life, not feeling just, this nekud is eitz to stay away from the sinus, that he's on a mission, that he's focused. Eliezer, who has his own rutzen to have Yitzchak marry his daughter, Eli, he has his own rutzen that Yitzchak should marry his own daughter. But Eliezer is able to do such a job. He's focused on his mission. They tell Eliezer, Teishev anar itonu yom vayaser. And vayomer li malta'ach roisi. Vashem etzliach darki shalchuni ve'elchel adoini. I'm on a mission. And the whole time in the story, he's called Eved. It doesn't say his name, Eliezer. Because the Torah is giving the secret. How is Eliezer doing such a great job with his own negiyus natu, with the rutzen to have Yitzchak marry his own daughter? But he did the job with such an erlichkeit. The answer is because he felt Eved Avram. He felt I have a mission. I'm the Eved Shal Avram. So keeps doesn't say his name. Eved. It's repeated over and over. Yikach Eved es Rivka. It repeats it over and over and over. The Eved. Somebody should count how many. The stomach should count how many times. It's overdone in the parasha. And the nekud is that the sight of Eliezer is able to keep away from his own taivus to negate his negiyos and to do the job. He's on a mission. He's Eved Avram. I have a goal. And we're mechazik that we're on a goal. Eved Hashem. We have a mission. We're on a focus. We're driving towards something. It's a tremendous aids in keeping away from the sur mirah. Because it doesn't fit with my mission. If I have no mission, I'm just trying to avoid falling into things. And a person falls into many traps. So many of his retzainis is taivus. If we could get into our heads, we're avdei Hashem, we have a mission. And just again, to end with the practical aids on that, is some bachim told me, a few bachim said last night, it was very kedai, we should do it more often, get together and have this focus on a mission, taka, that we should taka get together. So be'emes, you have to know that we do it every single day. When we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, what are we doing? We're getting together in the whole Beis Medrash, and we're saying we have a mission. Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shemaim is a yoke, is a mission. We do it every day. So for now, Rabbi said we're going to start doing it every day. Every day we're going to get together, and we're going to focus that we have a mission, that we're not just aimlessly wandering around trying to avoid falling into our taivus. We have a mission. So Rabbi say, tonight, when we say Shema Yisrael, Makabal Omar Shemayim, tonight, and tomorrow morning in Shema, we do it twice a day, every Yid. Scream, Shema Yisrael, Rabbi say, it's a big gathering in Waterbury of all Yidden. Shema Yisrael, here, Ali Yidden. Hashem Elokeinu, we have a mission, Hashem is our God. And ultimately we'll bring Hashem Echad, we'll bring the world, the whole world with Makir Hashem. So let's think, Rabbi say, every time, Makabal Omar Shemayim, I have a mission. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Kadosh, we have a mission. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem's our God. We have a mission. We have a mission. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. We have to, let's think, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. We have a mission. In oil, we have a mission. A yoke means I'm an Eved Hashem. Let's think this time. We have it. Let's be mechazik each other. Shema Yisrael, hear all of you. Let's go. Mechazik each other. Let's talk about mechazik. When we say Shema, to talk and think about it. We have a mission. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Let's think about this fact. Let's do it. Let's make it. So I accept this. Let's meet twice a day. Twice a day for now in Waterbury, we're going to have a new thing. We're going to be Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. We're going to think that we're not aimlessly wandering around. We have a mission. We're headed towards something. We should talk about to be Zeichet because those are Nashim Shleimim who fulfill our mission. We should become those people who are Zeichet in his bracha of Bakoil, the Said Messiah Satira. Being Zeichet the people who realize we have all our Ritzayas become Batal because Bakoil, because Hashem gives us everything. We serve Hashem out of that Akar Satayr that Hashem gives us everything.